Hi guys, good morning, afternoon, night, evening, wherever you're listening to this podcast, and welcome back to Teachable Psych. My name is Sarah Jane, your host, and I'm so excited y'all decided to join me for another year. So I wanted to wish y'all all a happy new year, and that you had a great Christmas, winter break, and that you're ready for a new year of episodes. Today we're diving deep into the world of habit formation. So have you ever wondered why some habits stick while others fade away? Well, you're in for a treat because in today's episode, we're unraveling the science, psychology, and real-world experiences behind habit formation. Whether you're looking to get rid of a bad habit or cultivate a positive one, this episode can be your starting boost to understanding the mechanisms of behavior change. Now, before we jump even further into information, make sure to hit that follow button and rate this episode and podcast if you haven't already, and that would be amazing. So let's explore the journey of habit formation where science meets everyday life. This is Teachable Psych, and I'll see you at the end. All right, hi guys. So today we're gonna be talking more specifically about habit formation and behavior change. And the article that I'm pulling information from is from Oxford Research Encyclopedia of Social Work. Now, what exactly is habit formation and why are habits considered a crucial aspect of behavior change? So habit formation involves creating automatic responses to contextual cues, a process deeply rooted in behaviorist principles. Establishing habits can be an effective strategy for behavior change because it shifts control from reflective decision-making to an impulsive automatic system based on learning cue-action associations. Now, animal studies, such as those done with rats by Tolman and Adams, provide insights into the neural processes involved in habitual responses. While humans possess cognitive capacities, the underlying processes of habit formation share similarities between rats and humans. It's a fascinating bridge between basic learning principles and complex human behavior. Now, how does a process of repeated performances in the presence of cues unfold, especially for behaviors initially purposeful and goal-directed? Now, the human habit formation process involves transitioning from reflective and deliberative processing to an impulsive system. This transition occurs through repeated performance in the presence of cues, and the early repetitions play a crucial role, leading to the development of cue behavior associations. Now, this article also highlights the nonlinear nature of habit development, challenging the idea of a linear progression. So, what is the significance of this nonlinear growth curve? So habit development falls in asymptotic growth curve, with initial repetitions having the most significant impact. This insight necessitates breaking down the habit formation process into discrete phases. The early phase, marked by the sharpest gains in automaticity, becomes a critical period requiring substantial support to sustain motivation. Now, another part of this is we have another study based on seminal habit formation. And their findings, using the Self-Report Habit Index, reveal that habit development is not a linear process. Instead, it reaches an asymptomatic peak, with early repetitions being the most impactful, and this helps us identify critical periods for intervention and support. Now, they organized habit formation into four interlinked phases. So how does the framework enhance our conceptualization of the habit formation process? So their framework provides a structured approach to understanding habit formation, emphasizing phases related to decision-making, action initiation, repetition, and cue behavior associations. It's not a comprehensive model, but serves as a conceptual tool to organize the complex processes underlying habit development. Now, I would encourage y'all to view habit formation as a dynamic process with distinct phases, and recognizing the importance of early repetitions and understanding the role of cues and associations can empower individuals in the behavior change journey. Now, I hope this little section of this episode taught y'all some more things, and the link to this article will be in the bio. So yeah, I'll see you in the next segment. Alright, hi guys. Now, this is the second part of this episode. Now, this will branch off of habits, but we're specifically talking about transforming consistency into autopilot. So, how to more effectively implement all this information I'm giving y'all into your daily lives. Now, first off, let's try to understand a theory behind habit formation. So the theory proposes that behaviors become habitual through consistent performance. I think we all realize that, and that's why we acknowledge how hard it is to form a habit or even break one, because it's been ingrained into us for so long, it's become of our daily routine, and it's performed unconsciously. Now, the theory suggests that with consistent repetition, behaviors become automatic responses initiated upon encountering specific cues. So this automaticity is driven by the activation of learned context behavior associations. Habits are seen as self-sustaining, making them a powerful tool for long-term behavior maintenance. Now, why are habits considered instrumental in promoting the long-term maintenance of behavior? And what sets habitual behaviors apart from other forms of actions? So habits play a unique role in behavior maintenance because once formed, they operate almost effortlessly. And the automatic initiation of actions based on contextual clues reduces the reliance on conscious decision-making. So the self-sustaining nature makes habits an effective strategy for ensuring behaviors persist over long term. Now, if interventions aim to promote habit formation, what key elements should they include? And is it merely about consistent repetition, or are there additional factors at play? While consistent repetition is crucial, effective interventions should go beyond that. They should incorporate techniques that not only guide individuals on context-dependent repetition, but also support the motivation and action control needed for sustained repetition. Reinforcement mechanisms play a vital role in enhancing the formation and maintenance of habits. Now let's delve deeper into some specific techniques that interventions can employ to boost motivation and action control in the habit formation processes. So techniques that anticipate pleasure from the action provide intrinsic rewards or enhance self-efficacy to boost motivation. Additionally, action control techniques such as setting specific goals, monitoring progress, and utilizing reminders contribute to sustained repetition, fostering habit development. So the first step is to always set a goal. You don't want to set a huge goal that seems unattainable, especially if it's a goal that will take longer, such as a year and upwards. So you want to set small goals that will move you towards that huge goal that you have in mind. And in order to progress this or monitor your progress, you can have a little journal and write down something that you've done every day, week, month, or like every 2 weeks, what you've done to contribute to that goal and how far along you are to getting closer to that goal. And for reminders, since everyone has a phone, you can easily put in daily reminders that remind you, whether it's to journal, to meditate, walk, exercise, go outside, whatever it is, to allow yourself to be aware of what you're maintaining weekly or monthly in order to reach that goal. And another helpful tool is having someone hold you accountable. So telling your friends, family members, anyone that's close to you that will ask you whenever y'all meet up how that progress is going and how far, or even just someone to rely on and talk about if you guys have similar goals. Now moving forward, the theory emphasizes the importance of contextual dependent repetition. So how does the interaction between context and behavior contribute to the formation of habits? So context serves as a powerful cue for habit initiation. By consistently performing a behavior in a specific context, individuals strengthen the association between that context and the behavior. Over time, encountering the same context triggers automatic initiation of the behavior, marking the formation of a habit. Now, what exactly does that mean? So when I say context, it means your environment or just like a specific area that you're using to cue this behavior to initiate. Now, one more generalized concept that would apply to most of everyone, when you're studying, a lot of people like to go to their bed, where they sleep, where they get ready, and you want to separate those two events. So in order to do that, you can go to a library or a cafe, and over time your brain is wired and it connects the two items, like cafe equals studying, library equals studying, or even just like having a study buddy that keeps you accountable in order for you to achieve that grade goal or get a higher GPA. Now, I encourage y'all to recognize the transformative potential of habits in achieving long-term behavior change, because everyone wants a long-term behavior change. We all know short-term, it provides us that boost of serotonin, but over time, it's going to dwindle, and you can't rely on those small little things that aren't lasting long-term. Now, consistent repetition coupled with motivation and action control can turn behaviors into autopilot responses, leading to lasting positive changes. And once you achieve that, it will result in automatic actions. All right, so I hope you all learned something today, and I'll see you at the end. Hi guys, and welcome back. I hope you learned something new and enjoy this short episode before our main one featuring a special guest in the coming few weeks. Now, I hope you guys enjoyed this information and learned even more about habits. And if you found that this episode was interesting, don't forget to share it with friends and family who might be interested as well. Now, I want to thank you guys again for listening. And have a good rest of your morning, afternoon, night, evening, wherever you're listening to this podcast. And I'll see you next time.